This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has combed through the year's music to put together his best of list. His choices range from Jason Isbell to Kanye West, with women dominating Ken's listening year.
On a lark, on a whim, I said there's two kinds of men in this world, and you're neither of them. And his fist cut the smoke. I had an eighth of a second to wonder if he got the joke.
No music moved me more, made me think about life a bit differently, than Jason Isbell's continually revelatory album, Southeastern. It cohered as a statement about love, regret, loneliness, and joy, and also about what it's like to be making vernacular music concerning these themes. It was self-conscious without being self-absorbed. This past year was also a remarkably dominant one for women making diverse, challenging music.
I've never seen a diamond in the flesh. I cut my teeth on wedding rings in the movies. And I'm not proud of my address. In a torn up town, no postcode envy. But every song's like gold teeth, gray goose dripping in the bathroom, bloodstains, ball gowns, trash in the hotel room. We don't care. We're driving Cadillacs in our dreams. But everybody's like crystal.
Notable female hitmakers ranged from the New Zealand teenager Lord, whose song Royals I just played, to Miley Cyrus. Yes, the latter's album Bangers was actually good, folks. There were superb recordings from popsters Tegan and Sarah, and the sister group Haim, from indie phenomenon Eleanor Friedberger, from the soul-singing Valerie June, and most of all from country music-making women such as Ashley Monroe, Caitlin Rose, Casey Musgraves, and Brandi Clark. Clark's 12 Stories possesses the kind of narrative and melodic drive that characterizes the best country music of any era.
I know I shouldn't be here tonight. I hardly know this man. It's been a long time since I felt as pretty as he tells me I am. I've met him at the coffee shop, and I've met him in the park, but I've never been alone with him in this dress after dark. There's so many shades of gray. This is black and white. He's some stranger's husband, and I'm some stranger's wife.
Hip-hop yielded some engrossing young wordsmiths this year with the release of Earl Sweatshirt's Doris, Danny Brown's Old, and Chance the Rapper's often brilliant acid rap. But the guy to grapple with for now remains Kanye West, who continues to be wily, controversial, ridiculous, and amazing. I'm still finding new things to listen to in his album Yeezus on a song such as Black Skinhead.
For my theme song, my leather black jeans on, my by any means on, partin' I'm getting my scream on. Enter the kingdom, but watch what you bring home. You see a black man with a white woman at the top floor, they gon' come to kill King Kong. Middle America packed in, can't they see me in my black skin? Number one question they asking, be question you asking, if I don't get ran at my cap.
Among veteran music acts, there were a number of substantial new releases this year. Not resting on their laurels but enriching their legacies were David Bowie, Paul McCartney, Daft Punk, and Superchunk. The latter released some of the best pop-inflected hard rock this year.
I hate music. What is it worth? Can't bring anyone back
also like to mention my favorite old music this year. Two releases stand out. Colder Than Ice, Arctic Records and the Rise of Philly Soul contains cool music from the 1960s featuring early work by producer Kenny Gamble and Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, among many others. And I Heard the Angels Singing, Electrifying Black Gospel from the Nashboro label 1951 to 1983, a staggering anthology of R&B-powered gospel music that works on you like spiritual rock and roll. So, here are my top 10 albums of the year. Jason Isbell, Southeastern. Brandi Clark, 12 Stories. Superchunk, I Hate Music. Vince Gill and Paul Franklin, Bakersfield. Kanye West, Yeezus. Tegan and Sara, Heartthrob. Ashley Monroe's Like a Rose. The Mavericks, In Time. Robbie Fulks, Gone Away Backward. And Kacey Musgraves, Same Trailer, Different Park. Happy Holidays.
Ken Tucker is Fresh Air's rock critic. You'll find his 10 best list on our blog at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our senior producer is Roberta Sharrock. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. John Myers directed today's show. I'm Terry Gross.
Where get your soul in this world? Get your soul right in this world. Where you know you were born to reign. You gotta live till you die. Get your soul right in this world. Get your soul right in this world.